This is Stephanie Roth, and it's time for Bud. But can you open your eyes wide? Now, can you close your eyes tight? Open, close. Open, close. That's a blink. Now, can you close one eye and keep the other eye open? That's a wink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Now, close your eyes, and I will tell you a story. In Bethlehem, there is a tale that is told of gifts that were given in that stable of old. For most of the animals in the stable, the night of Christ's birth was a glorious time, but not for Spider. You see, Spider could not think of a gift she could give the baby Jesus. It started out with the lamb. He gave some of his soft wool to line the manger to keep the baby Jesus warm and comfortable. The little spider looked at the wool. Oh, I wish I were a lamb. Then I could give some of my fluffy wool so the baby Jesus would know how much I love him. But I am a spider, and I have no wool to give. Then it was the donkey. He gave some straw from his resting place to lay the baby's head upon. The spider looked at the straw and thought, oh, I wish I were a donkey. Then I could give some straw from my resting place so the baby Jesus would know how much I love him. But my sleeping place is a web, and a baby would have no use for a web. Then the birds began to sing their sweet song and lulled the baby Jesus to sleep. Oh, I wish I were a bird. Then I could sing the baby Jesus to sleep with my sweet song. But I am a spider. I don't make any music. There is nothing I can give the baby Jesus to show him how much I love him. The tiny spider rested her head on her web, wishing there was something she could do to show the baby Jesus how much she loved him. Soon Bird noticed Spider was crying.
What's wrong, little spider? She asked.
Oh, I wish I was like you. Then I could sing the baby Jesus to sleep, and he would know that I love him.
But, little spider, you have something special to give, too. Everybody does.
I don't think so. Then one evening, Spider fell asleep on Joseph's pack. It happened to be the same night Joseph was warned in a dream to leave Bethlehem so that he could keep the baby Jesus safe. Joseph woke Mary and told her that they would have to flee. A shepherd took the small family far up in the hills to a cave he knew where they could hide. He thought they would be safe there until he could gather supplies for them. The night was bitter and cold. When Spider woke, she noticed the cold wind was making baby Jesus shiver. Then that small spider had an idea.
Oh, maybe I could weave a web across the entrance of the cave. My web will keep the wind from making the baby Jesus cold. Then he will know how much I love him.
She started by weaving tiny little diamonds all in a row to keep the wind from the baby Jesus. But her web strands were just not close enough to keep the wind from coming into the cave. So she tried weaving tiny little circles. But her strands were still not close enough to keep the wind out. And so it went all through the night. Little Spider spun every shape she had ever learned to spin. But none of them could stop the wind. Spider saw the glow of first morning light and realized she had failed. Though she had spun a huge web across the entrance of the cave, she was not able to keep the baby Jesus warm with her web. The sound of voices from the rocks below startled the little spider.
Check those rocks up there. We have orders from Herod himself to find this child and his parents. Check for caves or anywhere else they could hide. You must look everywhere.
Little Spider was terrified. She saw that these were Roman soldiers. Oh, if only she could do something to help. Mary and Joseph heard the voices too. They prayed they would not be discovered. It was cold, and the Roman soldiers did not want to be looking for a carpenter's child. Yet, they dared not disobey their orders. They came from King Herod himself. The soldiers spread out and searched across the rocky hillside. One soldier called out suddenly,
"Captain! Captain, I found a cave!"
The captain and several others climbed the rocks to join him at the cave's entrance, the very cave where they were hiding. When the soldiers reached the cave, one soldier looked at the cave's entrance and said,
"They couldn't possibly be in there. Look at that spider web. A spider could not have made that web in just one night. Let's go."
The soldiers left, anxious to finish their search and return to their warm quarters. Mary and Joseph offered a quiet prayer of thanks. Then, in a soft whisper, Mary said, "Thank you. Thank you, little spider." Spider had found the gift that only she could give. The baby Jesus is sleeping. Let's remind all the animals to be quiet so the baby Jesus can sleep. We'll start with the cow. We'll breathe in, and while we breathe out, we'll shh. Let's try it together. Breathe in and shh. Now the cow is quiet. So good. I hear a bird. Let's hush the birds. Are you ready? Breathe in and out. The birds are quiet. Oh, but I hear a donkey. Let's calm the donkey. Breathe in and out. I don't hear the donkey any longer. Donkey is sleeping. But I hear the sheep. Let's settle the sheep. Breathe in and out. The sheep are quiet now. And finally, let's remind the baby Jesus to sleep. Breathe in. And shh. Baby Jesus, it's time to sleep. Let's wrap ourselves up like the baby Jesus. You can snuggle in your covers or give yourself a soft hug. Listen. The stable is quiet now, and it is time to dream and wish. Wish and dream. Dream and wish. Wish and dream, sweet child. And remember, we each have a gift to give. Wink is a production of BYU Radio. Sleep tight.